now let us stand up and sing hymn number 367. I know God's promise is true. Transferring to Lewis University to study business. When I would look at the life I was living, I used to say that no, I did not live in a life of sin. But as I grew older, I looked back on my life, I began to realize that I had not been living the life I thought I was. As a toddler, when I was upset with my older brother, I would sneak into his room when he left the house and take something that would belong to him. How often did this happen? That's to say, I had quite a collection of his belongings hidden under my bed. I would ignore my parents when they asked me to do something, talk back to them, and spend quite a few hours in my room soaking because I was grounded. I lost my parents' trust when it came to certain actions I made late in my late junior high days and early high school days. I would get frustrated with friends over the simplest things and lose my head and just let them have it. Eventually, this all came crashing down on me, and I knew that I could not continue how I was. Even after everything I had done, my parents had still forgiven me, and I went and talked to my mom about what was going through my head. Her solution? Pray. Growing up, I was a Catholic, and my parents, brother, and I would go to church every Sunday. I am not sure when or why, but that eventually stopped happening. We still believed, but we just did not make that weekly trip to Sunday Mass. I always believed in Jesus, but until 3 years ago, I did not know what he could do for me and how much he could help me. That night, when my mother suggested prayer, that is what we did, and since then I have prayed every night as I fall asleep. Ever since that night 3 years ago, I have seen so much change in myself. Have I completely left my life of sin? Have the Cubs won a World Series lately? No, I haven't. But I have accepted that I am a sinner and have asked for forgiveness from our Savior, Jesus Christ. I no longer lose my temper when I am upset with friends, but rather talk to them and work it out with them. I no longer steal my brother's belongings when I'm upset with them, or rather, I just don't get upset. I have greatly improved my listening to my parents. Now, instead of having to be grounded for not doing something, they only have to ask me 4 or 5 times, maybe. When my life came crashing down on me, it was God's way of telling me to come back to Him. Prayer helped me return to my Savior here and live a better life for me, my family, my friends, and most of all, Jesus. However, something was still missing, and I did not find it until 4 months ago. I am in band here at COD, and I was introduced to Amanda Fender. We started to hang out somewhat frequently, and one day Amanda had a Bible study with Joy. I had never been a fan of Bible studies, so I decided to walk with her, meet up with Joy, and after that go work on homework until they finished. Amanda told me that once Joy saw me, she would not let me leave and I would have to join in. I didn't believe her. I should have, but I'm now happy that I didn't. For the first time in my life, I enjoyed studying the Bible. I had attempted to read it cover to cover several years ago, and I did make it very far into it. Amanda quickly informed me that was not the way to study the Bible. After that first Bible study, Amanda and Joy pushed me to start coming every week, and then to Friday testimonial, and then Sunday service. I went from 0 days a week to 3 days a week very quickly. And now, just a 4 short months later, here I am in front of all of you, sharing my life story at the summer Bible school. Joy and Amanda were that last push from God that I needed, and by His grace and mercy, He is helping me leave my life of sin. With His help, I am improving how I live my life, and whenever I am in need, I now turn to Him. One word, go now and leave your life of sin.